Well, let's meet screenwriter John Colley now. My colleague Julie Rigg caught up with him before heading off on leave.
Creation, a very interesting film, quite emotionally powerful, in fact. You based it on the story Annie's Box, which is written by Darwin's great-grandson,
yeah, Randall Keynes. The book was sent to me by a wonderful Australian producer called Jan Eyman, who said, you've got to read this, I think it'll appeal to you. And I kind of sat on the bedside for a couple of months until I finally got round to it. And what one finds in its pages is a description of a venerable scientist, but written as a young family man. And you suddenly get it. You get where the ideas came from, what the tensions and struggles that existed were, all played out in this family. Because the interesting thing was that Darwin's wife, Emma, was incredibly religious, fiercely religious, and a very loving and intuitive mother. And Darwin was a rationalist and a scientist. And there was a point at which the relationship, you feel, could easily have foundered on that massive difference of opinion.
Mm. Well, I knew from my own, university days that Darwin had hesitated for quite a while before publishing The Origin of Species. You know, it was partly fighting scientific battles, but there was also hesidency about the political implications.
Exactly, massive,
are you doing away with God?
Sure, and massive personal doubt. And if you think back to Victorian society, which was a fundamentalist religious society, everyone believed in religion, everyone believed in Christianity, and in fact, Christian belief was a condition of entry to the best universities. And so science was all processed through Christian belief. And society functioned very well around a set of Christian morals. And Darwin, who was a very moral, very loving man who cared deeply about not just his family, but his community, his village, and the larger structure of Victorian society. He knew it better than anybody because he'd sailed around the world and seen it operating. And he was convinced that as Huxley put it, disproving the existence of God, that he would unpick the very foundations of this amazing sort of human construction. I mean, what's really interesting about this now is the light that it throws on the climate change fight that we're struggling. Darwin lived in a time when science was fighting religion. We're now living in a time when science is fighting big business and vested interests and I think that parallel is undeniable and, to me, really interesting. And if you look at the climate change debate, you can understand how such a debate could split families apart, split friends apart, rock scientists to their foundations, when they're kind of pursuing the truth and find themselves at variance with what they perceive to be a large, vocal, very aggressive portion of society.
Yeah, I take the parallel. What I didn't know until I saw your film was this other element in the creation of The Origin of Species, in that Darwin was, in fact, brought almost to complete physical and psychological collapse,
sure,
not just by responsibility of,
for this theory, yeah.
Yeah, but because of the death of his daughter. Now, what are the sources for that?
Well, this is the subject of Randall Keynes' book, Annie's Box, which was sent to me, as I say, by Jan Eyman. And Randall's theory, as a Darwin descendant and as a Darwin scholar, was that it was the death of Darwin's most beloved daughter. She wasn't his eldest, because there was an elder daughter who died very young. But Annie was the eldest surviving daughter. She was the repository for Darwin of all his ideas. He used to travel, walk in the woods with her, talk to her about his ideas about sort of evolution, bounce them off her as one does, using children as the sounding board.
You were also having measuring her and recording her.
Yeah, measuring
her. He was her experiment about nurture.
Exactly. That scene in the film where he's looking at her as a baby in the cot and documenting all her little gestures and her reactions is absolutely true to his diaries, she died in this arbitrary way where a virus or perhaps it was abdominal tuberculosis, but an infectious illness swept through the community and killed Annie. And he felt that if this is a random act, If there's a God, God has done something unforgivable to me. And, you know, serious, we've certainly played on this in the film, but serious Darwin scholars, I think, such as Randall, have supported the idea that this massive tragedy brought Darwin to a watershed where he had to decide whether he really believed in sort of continuing the notion that everything is for our good, that God is a wise benefactor who does everything for her good.
Not a sparrow falls.
Exactly, without his will. Or does he finally give voice to his own anger, his anger at God? And he says in the script, and I can't remember how much of what I put in the script is directly quoting Darwin's letters and how much is invented, but I know that he had a fight with the local vicar who had been his great friend. And he had said in letters to someone, you're telling me that God does everything for our good. Now, just explain to me, why did God invent 700 species of intestinal worm? You know, explain that God to me. And if you explain that God to me, then I'll believe in God. But if you can't explain that, then my dystopian, in a way, theory of nature as a battleground is much more accurate.
Screenwriter John Colley. Creation is in national release and rated PG. And that's the show for this week. Special thanks to Judy Rapley for technical production and to Julie Rigg, of course. I'm Jason DiRosso, signing off until next week. See you then.